basically, in a nutshell, it's the planning and the pre-planning that makes things clear. And us going into the and is this the last episode? Yeah, this is the last episode of season six and of 2023. And so going into a new year, we want to be super clear. I think it's going to be very important if you really want to make a huge impact and maximize the year, you want to get super clear. I think that's a shirt. I think that's a shirt. If you want to maximize the year, get super clear.
Be super clear.
Super clear. Because if you're clear, you'll be clear on what you need to post, what services you need to offer. Because you can have several services. But like for us, we have a myriad of services. But in 2024, we're going to spend majority of our time and effort on certain services to maximize our year. Not to say that we're not going to offer some of the lower, you know, services. Those will definitely, you know, keep the lights on and keep the blood flowing. But you want to ask yourself, like, yo, like, okay, what goals do I want to reach and how can I reach said goals? I think I might need to focus on, you know, these poetry event planning services because they do me well.
Introducing the Poet Life Podcast. Go check it out today on your favorite platforms, including iTunes, Apple Music, and the website, thepoetlife.com.
Hey, 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 it's Christoph Jenkins, founder and creator of The Poet Life, and obviously the host of The Poet Life Podcast. And this episode, it's almost like part two of the previous episode with my partner, Charney. And we're going to continue this conversation. But this conversation is a little logistical, more so than our previous conversation where, you know, some high level stuff that we have to do in regards to the restructuring of The Poet Life. I wanted to make sure I got my other two team members into this conversation because they have some expertise and some roles to play in this as well. Lady V, the poet, and Elemental Works, how y'all doing?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Y'all good?
Absolutely. Good to see you.
Awesome, man. Awesome. It's so funny because, you know, I think we said this several times, but nobody on our team lives in the same city or state or almost country. You know, so it's good to see because we're always like on GroupMe sending messages back and forth. And so it's actually really good to see my team members' faces, you know. But Lady V in Elemental, I was just sharing with you before I press record for this podcast to start. I was literally giving you all the breakdown and for everybody listening and watching, literally just now I gave them the breakdown of what's taking place as far as the restructuring of not just the Poet Life and the separation between the Poet Life and the Poetry Business Network, but also the pulling apart of this podcast and the new podcasts. It can get confusing, but we're going to try our best to be as clear as possible, but to give you the behind the scenes work that has to happen. And so Elemental, I was just sharing with you that, first of all, what's happening? This might be an episode where you didn't watch the previous episode. So let me just give you a breakdown of what's taking place. The Poet Life is an organization. It's a company that serves two audiences based on compensation and legacy, if you will. So the legacy side is where we focus and speak to poets and educate poets on the possibilities of poetry, the many possibilities of poetry, of how you can do more with your poetry and create a career with your poetry, right? And so we share that information based on our journey. But the second audience is organizations where we help increase engagement and enhance their messaging and marketing through poetry and the arts. So it's kind of hard to speak to both audiences from one Instagram or one TikTok or even one website without us getting confused or even confusing our audience. We've done, you know, I think we've done a good job, but as we continue to grow and evolve, we want to be intentional about being clear on who we're speaking to and how we speak to them. And so we are, again, separating the two audiences. And as regards to the podcast, that's what we're going to talk about today. This is the Poet Life Podcast, and we understand that we speak directly to poets and give gems and examples of how poetry is possible through inviting guests who are doing amazing things in poetry, and they then bring their story and instructions on how they did it and how they're doing it. But so that means we're just talking to poets, but we also want to continue to talk to organizations. So in a nutshell, we're going to aesthetically change this podcast from the Poet Life Podcast to the Poetry Business Podcast to stay within the continuity element of all things poetry business tour, poetry business network, and poetry business podcast. And so there's some work that has to go into that. And we have, you know, our team members who are work diligently, have expertise in the areas that they serve in Elemental. I was just sharing with them that that looks like if we're changing the Poet Life Podcast aesthetic, the way it looks and reads, then that looks like us having to go back to all of the previous episodes, changing the titles from Poet Life Podcast to Poetry Business Podcast, and also changing the thumbnails and the logo, right? And so Elemental, help me out, man. My mouth is getting dry. You know, like, what does this make you think, and how possible is this?
First of all, peace and blessings to everyone. Thank you for taking the time to rock with us. Appreciate the Poet Life. Shout out Lady V, which we will hear from very soon. To me, as a designer, this to me looks like almost an overhaul. Right. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's not being overhauled is the idea. Yeah. Right. Because the idea is still, you know, based on the poetry moving forward, the poet moving beyond just poems. Mm-hmm. Right. however, you have to also think about what it means to have a business aesthetic compared to a more contemporary or lighthearted aesthetic. Right. It all depends on what audience you're trying to reach. Right. So as we even mentioned, you know, when you're talking about the person who is on the cover of whatever it is. Right. If they are dressed like someone who, for instance, how I'm dressed at the very moment. Right. With a T-shirt and a hat. Someone may not necessarily consider how I'm dressed right now completely professional. Mm-hmm. Compared to some photos that I have. Right, of some clients that are completely in business dress, right, sitting in professional positions, that comes off as completely professional, as in this person is about their business, right? So to me, I'm looking at what images that are existing now, right, compared to what aesthetic you're trying to go for, right? How can we take what we already have, build upon it? Not necessarily, that's why I said this, it's a partial overhaul. Right. Because some of the same people or most of the same people are still involved. Right. So you still have the same creative energy flowing. Right. And the beauty about this also is you're still keeping that, mm-hmm. right? So it's, again, it's not necessarily a complete overhaul because you're actually being able to split it in two, something that they do in stock, in the stock market, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes they split a stock. It just becomes multiple of what you already have, but now it can stem off to being A1 and A2. So, but it's also exciting, right? Mm-hmm. Because now you're getting a chance to create something brand new off of, you know, the platform of what's already there, right? But now you get a chance to come up with something that's popping or you know, eye-catching in different ways for a brand new audience.
That's good. That's good, man. I like that analogy with the stock market. That's good. I like that, bro. So it's a partial overhaul. We don't have to overhaul the message, the conversation. It's like the, you know, just changing the way we dress the podcast. And that's good stuff. I like that. All right. So in that regard, you have an idea of what the aesthetic might look like, you know, in your head. I know that kind of swirls in your head and kind of, you're kind of getting some ideas. I love what it looks like right now, but you have a new idea?
I mean, yeah, I mean, a little bit, because I'm trying to think of, again, what's already there, right? And a lot of times it's color palette, you know, and we've discussed a color palette before, right? And as with all my designs, I have multiple design options. And so now I'm thinking about right now, if we are going to continue with the color scheme, how I can streamline it, mm-hmm. right? Because how it looks right now is great, right? It's fluid, it flows, right? Because that is the nature of the podcast, right? But sometimes that fluidity doesn't necessarily speak to business professionals because they're more jet setters. They have places to go, A to B, B to C, right? So I have to have something that looks more on the go.
Gotcha.
It's time to create an unforgettable experience at your next event with The Poet Life by booking a keynote poet. Poets excite your audience with motivating messages, charismatic delivery, colorful rhythm, powerful prose, and heart-filled stories with a style of spoken word that's tailored specifically to your event. The Poet Life has keynote poets in your city of all ages and backgrounds.
Visit thepoetlife.com to learn more and book your poet today.
You said something about the splitting of the two, and it sounds similar to what we tell poets when we're talking about separating sometimes your personal brand from your business brand. Lady V, have you had to do that in the past, where you started out, where your Instagram was just you, and then you also posted some business stuff, then you was just like, you know what, I need to separate the two. Has that been an example for you?
Well, that's why I have four Instagram pages. But I mean, just like one of the members, like Kimberly Johnson said, it's just like, you know, do you make your brand around your family? Do you have to, you know, say, hey, I'm a poet and I have a child too, so here's a picture of me and my child. It's like, you know, do you completely make another page or do you just blend your life into your business? So gotcha. It's like, you know, I have a Lady V the Poet page. I have a, you know, Lady V Productions LLC page. And I have an Art Out Loud ATL page that focuses only on the open mic shows. So right. It's kind of like you have to, you know, brand your pages how you want people to perceive. But it's just like, you know, we're all human. We all got families. But, you know, you go to my Davita Williams page for pictures of DJ Voltaire. And you go to Art Out Loud page for all the wonderfulness of open mic shows. I mean, you just right. know where to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So that sounds like before you even make any moves, write down what the plot is, right? Write down what the storyline is. And does that involve family or like you said, your production company? Would your production company involve, you know, your kids and or
it is does. It all? So you so, might okay. as well.
Right. So yeah, no, I think basically in a nutshell, it's the planning and the pre-planning that makes things clear. And us going into the and is this the last episode? Yeah, this is the last episode of season six and of 2023. And so going into a new year, we want to be super clear. I think it's going to be very important if you really want to make a huge impact and maximize the year, you want to get super clear. I think that's a shirt. I think that's a shirt. If you want to maximize the year, get super clear.
Be super clear.
Super clear. Because if you're clear, you'll be clear on what you need to post, what services you need to offer, because you can have several services. But like for us, we have a myriad of services. But in 2024, we're going to spend majority of our time and effort on certain services to maximize our year. Not to say that we're not going to offer some of the lower, you know, services. Those will definitely, you know, keep the lights on and keep the blood flowing. But you want to ask yourself, like, yo, like, okay, what goals do I want to reach, and how can I reach said goals? I think I might need to focus on, you know, these poetry event planning services because they do me well. You know what I'm saying? So in relation to this, that's why I wanted to have you on, because I wanted people to see us not to just do the restructuring. I wanted to kind of lift the hood and show people what it looks like. Lady V, like, what does it look like to you with this restructuring? Because you're more so on the PR side, right? And getting it out there, like, how does that change the way you move?
Well, on the PR side, you have to think about, and I'm going to structure my conversation against environment and language. It's like, for somebody that doesn't know about you at all, when you say Poet Life Podcast, they think about, like, during the pandemic when all the open mics shut down physically and then we just put everything online. So they think Poet Life Podcast, it might just be a online open mic, and it really isn't. So it's like, when you call it Poetry Business Network, it's like, okay, that brings in the poets that are, you know, more entrepreneur and more, you know, creative entrepreneur minded. They're like, you know, how do I upscale myself, and how do I, because you don't want them to think that your Poet Life Podcast is just, you know, 20 poets getting on, saying a poem and logging off. Basically, it's just like, it's a whole lot more than that. So that's the environment that's going to be changed. And then, like you said before, the language needs to be changed, because when you're speaking to CEOs, possible sponsors, possible, you know, so people that subscribe to your podcast, you need to talk to them in a different way that you would talk to somebody that's, you know, just like a individual poet. Because yeah, if you're talking to the poets, you want their support, but, you know, most of the time they're not going to be handing you $1,000 checks. You know, so you have to talk to those type of people in one way, and talk to the poets in a more casual or more, you know, I guess, down to earth type of way. So I definitely, I think that changing the name, you know, to make it sound like more than just an online open mic is a wonderful idea, because, you know, you want to upscale yourself. You want to make sure that you present yourself to the people that you want to present yourself to.
That's so good. Do y'all see why I have these two on my team? I hope you all see and hear what I hear, because I hear expertise. I hear subject matter experts in their own right. And I won't lie. I would connect with these two, and I'm not stingy. So I'm saying that listen, y'all see their Instagram. Go follow. Well, if you're listening to it, you don't see it. Lady V, what's your Instagram?
One of my Instagrams, go to @ArtOutLoudATL. That's the main page. And if you want to follow me, then it's @LadyVThePoet. So just put @ in front of my name, and then that's me.
Beautiful. Elemental, how do they get in contact with you?
Listen, go to Instagram, type in Elemental, replace the T with the number 2, and you'll find the rest.
Yes, indeed. So I'm telling you, If you're looking to intentionally grow, do more, you got to connect with people that know more and oftentimes know more than you. As you can tell, I'm just leaning and gleaning on them based on their experience, their history, their portfolio. And I'm doing my best to be of service to them because, you know, I know the value that they bring, and it's so important to make sure the people that you work with understand and know that, you know, they're valuable. Their value is valuable to you. And so both of you, I want to let y'all know, I appreciate you for sure. And in any way that I can, you know, lift you all up for what you all are doing for the Poet Life, man, I'm going to do everything in my power to do so. So I'm glad that you all are on here. What do you think this will, or how do you think this will, like, make an impact from where it was to where it can and should be, just with this name change and it, you know, changing of wardrobe, if you will?
You're expanding your audience. I mean, really, that's what it is. It's like, you know, we have all the poets, and we're going to get more poets, of course, but expanding it to the business network and expanding it to all these organizations. That's, you could have an organization with 5,000 people in it. And so, I mean, you present your podcast to them, and then, you know, it's not just giving it to Starbucks, is giving it to Starbucks and their 5,000 members also. So you're going to definitely increase your base, which is going to make it, you know, a bigger reach around the world. It's like, hey, that's why we're on the internet in the first place, to kind of be like international and then to be all over the place instead of just in one city or just in one state.
Yeah, no, that's very true. And that's very true. And with this has me rethinking even the way I present this particular podcast, which will be the Poetry Business podcast, because so it's not just the elite poets. What's up? There you go. What's up, man?
What's going on, fella? Everything, how you guys doing?
All, yeah, I'm good. Man. I'm good.
I just want to say, give you guys a shout out and whatnot. No, I'll my go back God. To all of my business now.
Nah, you good. I know you in the studio working.
Yeah. About to head over there in a few minutes now.
That's good stuff, man. We'll talk, all right?
All right, cool.
All right, cool. You got the coolest husband.
Don't boost his ego anymore.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, so Elemental. What's a project that you worked on that is somewhat similar to what we're doing right now?
This is adjacent to the exact same thing that I'm working on. Exactly. Right at this very moment, I am working on that exact same thing. So it's funny that we're having this conversation right now. I am in the process of rebranding exactly what I'm saying, something that we in my community know and love very much, very well. And now I have to rebrand it into something new that maintains what we know and love.
Gotcha. But
bring it into a new era, if you will. So for me, it speaks similar to what we're doing here. It speaks of a new beginning, right?
Yeah.
And the beauty of something new is that, yes, it may follow a template, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Right. Because yes, other people have done this, right? We're not reinventing the wheel. However, this is my wheel, and this is how my wheel deals with the way things are now. Right.
Yeah.
And so this is what we're trying to do, right? It's just another avenue to help, not simply entertain people. Right. Because there are people who are comfortable just being entertainers, right? There are some great entertainers in the world, right? But the entertainers are not necessarily business people. That's why they have managers and agents, right? That's where we kind of get into that space of saying, listen, you can be this, you can have your own business and be a creative and put poets to work, right? Yeah. So that goes back into what, you know, how I got connected with the channel about moving from an individual to an entity, right? Mm-hmm. And for those who are in that space now, what this is going to do by rebranding that, to me, now you're even doubling down even more, because we're saying, okay, you as the poet, this is what you can do to elevate your poetic life. But as the business owner, this is how you come as a CEO to connect with other CEOs of other businesses, right? That is how easily, that's why I said it's a stock split. It's not a complete overhaul, it's just a stock split, because we're still focused on how to best improve the life of a poet, right? Taking your creative genius and turning it into more than just poems, just short stories.
Gotcha.
So again, it's just a split to, oh, okay, yes, you can continue to do that, but there are also people who are focused on getting you the job so you can get paid to just do that.
That's good. I like where you're going with that, right? So they'll get more of this. This will continue. The name and logo and the aesthetic will change, but they're getting more now. You said double down. They're getting more now. So they're getting the life stories and instructions from the poets, but now with the new Poet Life podcast, they will get the discussions and the conversations with CEOs and executives and learn how to have those conversations with them, right? But not only will the poets get to see that, the CEOs and executives will get to learn how poetry and the arts can add value to their bottom line with their organizations.
Yes, absolutely.
That's good, man. I don't think I even thought it that far, to be honest with you. I just knew I had to separate it. And now that I'm thinking, we're talking about it. The first few episodes of the new Poet Life podcast, we will be tapping into our current and past clients, right? And inviting them on to the podcast and discuss it. It won't have to be theory. It will be, so why or how did you see that poetry had value, you being an organization, and you probably have not done this before? Where was the trust, and why did you trust that this could be possible and it could add value to your organization? That's going to be good, man. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to have both sides of the coin, because it creates examples and it creates case studies that will linger through history, because history has said that there's no money in poetry, that there's no value in poetry, and no one would pay you anything the size of a salary, to do poetry, which I never believed, because it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense for attractive messaging, creative thinking, translating languages to the language of poetry, that people are attracted to, that doesn't make sense to me, man.
Sounds like the qualification of the president's speechwriter. I'm sorry, Lady V, please.
It's okay.
Go right now ahead. You said it. You said it. It's no different from someone who is a speechwriter or a songwriter. What were you about to say, Lady V?
No, I was just, I mean, the exact same thing as a service. So it's just like, you know, if you would pay, you know, the DJ at the party, if you would pay the whole band at the party, why wouldn't you pay the spoken word artist at the party as well? They want you to be the volunteer and everyone else in the whole room gets a check. But, you know, the poet, yeah. You know, you can do it for the love.
Yeah.
You just talking anyway, right? You just talking, right?
Right.
It's no big thing. It's not a performance. Right. Like you mentioned the DJ. Right. And I used to DJ wedding receptions. So, yeah, they are easy to pay. You know what I mean? Pay the bartender, pay the people to park the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Poet.
Yeah. 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 You know, it's the establishment of the industry. Mm-hmm. The DJs, they've done what they needed to do to establish an industry. And with an established industry, there's an established going rate. With an established industry in parking cars, there's a going rate. So we have to do the work and establish our industry to establish the going rate. Right now, it's just up in the air, and some will do it for free, and some will, you know what I'm saying? So, in my eyes, from my perspective, it is the poet's job to establish the industry, and some don't agree with me, but we can't expect others to see our value when majority of us don't. And we can't articulate how poetry can add value. So it's like we can't really get mad at the layperson outside of poetry if they've never seen. We got to show them. It's our job to show and tell. Go back to first grade and kindergarten. Show comes first. So show me then. Show me how you can affect my numbers. Show me how you can affect my bottom line and increase my engagement with your poetry. Show me. Yeah.
That's easy, honestly. Mm-hmm. One challenge, and I will show you the difference. Give me one piece of advertising. Just one.
Yeah.
Give me the same, even the same aesthetic, right? Give me the exact same commercial, right? Mm-hmm. You let your team of people write the dialogue for the commercial, and then you let me do it, or the poet do it. And I'm telling you, the poet's version will get you so much more engagement. It just will, right?
Yeah,
the people who write on the marketing standpoint, from the advertising standpoint, not marketing, the advertising standpoint, they're using certain words and phrases that are guaranteed to get people's attention to plug in to certain products, right?
Yeah,
but we don't necessarily invest in those words the way that they do, right? Because we are beings of creativity.
Yeah.
So we speak different languages. That is the whole point, right? We speak different languages. Mm-hmm. And that different language helps you to reach a different level of people.
Gotcha. So I would, if I was in that seat as the CEO or whoever, the executive, it would be two things. Okay. All right. I like where you're going with this. One, can you show me from your portfolio how you've done that? Or I'm going to trust you just based on your personality and your confidence, and we'll work on this one project together and we'll see how it turns out.
No, I hate to be devil's advocate, but somebody has to. It's just like, I hope in the future, I mean, it's going towards this way, but I hope in the future that people will still trust the real life poet to do it, other than I'm going to type it into my AI and let my robot do it. Because there's some robots that can probably talk real, you know, very emotionally and everything like that, but it's not the same. So I'm hoping that, you know, with this new wave of technology, new wave of the future, they'll still trust, you know, a human being in, you know, to have their emotional content, other than I'm just going to put in my ChatGP or whatnot and send it out and it'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. And that is totally valid for sure. That is totally valid. And we just got to show them that there's no match.
There should be a workshop on that.
And very true. Very true. Because at the end of the day, again, it's, can you prove to me? You know what I'm saying? Like, because convenience, but the human aspect of engagement, they're also seeing that you can't replace that. You can't replace that. Like, you might get a few people, that project you did with AI, you get a few people, you know, but like that heart, that emotion, all of what a spoken word poet is, you can't replace that with a robot, you know. But the thing is, again, we got to create the model for it. Like, for instance, Elemental, we were just talking about that scenario. I would be forced, even sitting down with the CEO, I would go create that example to show what I've done. Now, if I, you know, if I'm new to it, then I can't, you know what I mean? But I would do what I can to take what I've done, to package it all together. See, this is what I've done with so-and-so organization, you know, and I believe in your message that you're pushing out there, that this would translate just as much or even more, you know? So I love this conversation, man, because this is what's necessary to establish the industry. These are the conversations that are necessary, because we never know, a CEO might be watching this episode, right? To like, man, I didn't think poets even thought like this, or even talked like this, or even had conversations like this, you know, about their art. And it only takes one person. You can have 10 views on this episode, and one of the 10 be someone with decision-making powers and say, you know what? I want to do something with y'all, because this conversation is engaging.
Yeah, I told you so. I told you so.
Yeah. Yeah. So Lady V, you have an instance where you were tasked to write a poem or do a creative project where you were able to like kind of translate their mission and message into poetry.
Yeah, I mean, I work with Lift Up Atlanta a lot. That's like an organization in Atlanta that gives like food supplies and all types of resources for needy families and for the homeless and things like that. And it's just like, you know, they always pick me to host the stuff because, you know, some of my poetry is about, you know, being encouraging and uplifting, like even in a bad, you know, dark cloud situation, some of my poetry is kind of like, you know, you can pull yourself up. You can, you know, still look for the confidence and the light in every situation. So it's just like, I think they might pick me over and over again to host their shows and things because they know that the message I'm going to bring is, you know, one of hope and one of inspiration, other than, you know, dull and you know, the doom, gloom and doom or whatnot, because they need that when you have, you know, probably like a single mother in the audience with her six kids that's looking like, how am I going to afford a Christmas presents or whatever. You hear something in a poem, or you hear something in like a emotional speech or whatnot that lifts your spirits. You know, you came there for that reason.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's, That's so key. And it's a perfect example because where else are they going to get that? Are they going to get a rapper? And no slight to a rapper, but oftentimes the beat drowns out the message, you know? So they have the option to get something similar that literally focuses on the message and allows people to simply listen to the words. Because if I need you to express facts, you know, inspiration, information, you know, emotion, all in one presentation, I need a poem. I need a poem, and because that one, it doesn't just go in from one ear to the next because the beat was so hot. I'm just, you know, it's like, yo, that's making me think, that's making me laugh, that's making me feel, that's informing me. It's like all of those verbs in one poem. And because I see it all the time when we work with these organizations, they're just like, this is absolutely amazing. I cannot believe that we have not thought of this before. You know, like to call upon the Poet Life to get a youth poet to perform a spoken word poem about not smoking at a policy changing city hall gathering. I can't remember the terminology for the meeting, but the actual policy was changed because of that particular poem that the child performed. Because all of the information that they were hearing was in there, the facts, but they also heard and felt. Because what is the quote? What was it? Maya Angelou said, people won't remember what you said. They'll remember how you made them
how
feel.
How you feel.
Yeah. That's very real. That's very real. So poetry does that, you know? So I'm excited. I'm excited for us. I'm excited for the viewers and the listeners because they'll get to double up and double down on the knowledge and information and inspiration. But I'm also excited for the organizations that will get to have the conversation that they probably have not had to know what this art form can do for their organization, you know? So if in relation to this restructuring, Elemental, what could you leave the people that could simply be like in parallel to what they got going on in their life of what they need to, they might need to restructure. And they've been thinking about it and they're like, it's a lot of work. Is it going to be worth it? Like what could you lead to people?
Embrace the change. There is no progress without change, right? Change is hard. Just as the same work that it took to build, change is going to take that same work, if not more, right? However, now that you've built it, you know the template. So now you're basically just copying yourself, right? You're improving on yourself. Don't ever think that you're, you know, oh, you failed over here. No, that wasn't the final iteration of what you were trying to build in the first place. That was version one. Now you're moving on to version two, right? And version two is going to be better than version one, right? And by the time you get to Mark 5, it's going to eclipse all of them, right? So don't ever worry about rebranding, right? Or even thinking about moving on, right? My favorite story is about what we all know WD-40, right? You know why it's called WD-40? Because the first 39 times were a failure. He didn't get it right until the 40th time, right? And now it's a global phenomenon. We all use WD-40, right? So don't give up on it. Embrace the change, right? Because it's only going to make you stronger.
Never heard of that in my life. That's fire. I might use that. I like that, bro. Lady V, what would you leave the people that would enhance their thinking and their perspective based on what we're doing right now?
I would say if you are an individual poet, you know, it's time to level up. It's time to, if you're in that space of your poetry career that you're looking to do more with your poetry, if you're looking to, you know, connect with people that are inspiring and connect with people that are, you know, encouraging you to do more with your poetry, you know, this is the place to be. Like we always say, it's okay to be at your level, but if you're at the level where you need to, you know, enhance your work, or if you want to spread it out to a bigger audience, a global or international audience, then this is the right change and this is where you need to be.
That's good. That's so good. Listen, y'all, thank y'all. Thank you so much. I know we don't get to see each other face to face often because we're in group me, just dropping messages and things of that nature, getting the work done. But it's good to see you all. And it's great to have this conversation with you. And I'm excited. I hope everybody else is excited as well, because, man, 2024. It's hard to say the 2020. Especially when it was 2020. Oh, my Lord. I was like a tongue-twisted person that year. But 2024 is going to be so exciting, man. And it will only be exciting if you intentionally make it exciting and you plan for it to be exciting.
Yes, indeed.
I did a workshop on how to guarantee that you win in 2024. Guarantee. And the premise of that message was you focus on your W's and your L's, your wins and your lessons, not your losses. Because if you focus on your wins, all you have to do is build upon your wins. Whatever worked in 2023, do it again and make it better. But your lessons, learn from them. Obviously, don't repeat them, right? Do the opposite or what you've learned from those lessons and do better. Like there's the quote, if you know better, you do better. That's not accurate. If you know better, you should do better, right? Because humans know better, but do we always do what's right? Do kids always do what's right when they know better? So if you know better, you should do better. So I encourage you, focus on your lessons and focus on your wins, and you can guarantee that 2024 is going to be an awesome year, right? So let's go into the new year. This is the last episode of the Poet Life podcast. And actually, this is the last time this will be the Poet Life podcast in regards to this subject matter and this conversation. And I'm so glad it's with Elemental Vision Works. And I'm so glad that it's with Lady V, the poet. You all go check them out. Like, for real, they're some dope people, as you can see in this conversation. All right. And if you're looking to learn to do more with your poetry, I encourage you to join the community, poetrybusinessnetwork.com. This, I don't have to say too much about it. It's just we're close to 200 people, 200 poets in there learning how to do more, learning how to create a career with our poetry, and from all over the world. Someone just joined from Kenya. from India and London, some other places as well. And it's a beautiful place. All right. If you need to learn more about The Poet Life, go to thepoetlife.com. And listen, you all are literally in real time watching the restructuring of The Poet Life and the Poetry Business Network. Look, everybody, I appreciate y'all. It's The Poet Life, and we are out of here. Beautiful. Nice.
Yeah.
Field goal.
That's really great. That's a really great conversation.